This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
It's a new day with Rhett Palmer. I'm talking with Joanne Staszewski.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to be with you.
Tell your little story. You recently went somewhere. What happened?
Yes, they asked me my name, and I said, it's Joanne Staszewski. And she said, oh, God bless you.
Now, Joanne had a miraculous encounter with Jesus a few years back. She was given the, you were told you had...
MS, yeah. And that in 3 to 4 years, I'd be in a wheelchair. I was 32 at the time, and I had a 4 and a 5 year old, and gosh, my husband actually drove off the road on the way home from Melbourne when
Why?
We got the diagnosis.
Oh.
Yeah, he rode up onto the median by mistake, and I mean, we were just so upset. We were in tears thinking, you know, I was never going to be able to raise my kids, and it was a very, very sad time. But when I got home, an elderly woman that knew we were going called me. She said, how did you make out? And I said, I have MS.
Yeah.
She said, Joanne, don't believe it. I had never considered that.
Now, did you have any symptoms?
Oh, my, yes. I had been dealing with symptoms for...
Shakes?
Well, I know I went to go dive off a high diving board, and my arm just kind of got, just kind of froze, and I was getting headaches, and I think I had about 5 or 6 different symptoms. I even went to one place, I forgot what the specialty was of this doctor. It seemed like it was something to do with your face. And he gave me a prescription, and when I got in the car, I realized it was something like Valium. And I was so mad. I thought, it is not in my head. There is something wrong. I have something physically wrong. I went back, and I threw the prescription on the table, and I said, it's not in my head. And it was another day or two later that... some friends of mine who were going to a prayer group on Tuesday mornings with Mother Buckingham, and they told me that they had this special guest that morning, and he was a faith healer. And I asked some questions, and they said, well, people were being slain in the spirit. And I said, what is that? And they explained to me that they just fall under the power. And they said, we want you to go. We'll pick you up tonight, because he's going to be at the Methodist Church on 43rd tonight. So they picked me up, and we went out there. When he called for people to come up for healing, I went up, and he prayed for me. And I immediately felt... something go from my earlobe all the way down the right side of my body. It was just an unbelievable feeling. I went under the power. I was down on the ground. I was just so overcome with the power of the Lord. I was weeping, and I have never had another symptom again from that night. I just claimed a total healing and have never had another symptom.
Now, you said he was a faith healer. I presume you mean he was a faith healer, meaning that Jesus heals, and he had
yes.
faith in Jesus.
Yes, absolutely, yes. He asked Jesus to heal me, and that's exactly what happened. It was definitely from Jesus. I after that, opened up the Christian bookstore with a friend and ended up having that bookstore for 30 years and have seen so many people that have had healings. I've talked to so many people that have had life after death experiences. As a matter of fact, there were so many that I heard of that I asked a group of them to come to my house one night, and we could all share the different experiences. And I so wish I had recorded it, because that was an incredible time.
Well, what's amazing too is that you were, when I first rolled into town in 1993, you were there with Wings of Joy.
Correct.
And I always found, I found out after I knew the Lord, I remember I was a new babe in Christ, and I remember finding a Christian bookstore in the, I think it was in Cape May or Wildwood, New Jersey. There's a little teeny, 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 tiny shop. When I walk in, I would feel the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that would happen to me sometimes at the Wings of Joy. So over 30 years, you must have run into a lot of stories about Absolutely. A lot of miracles.
Yeah, and twice I heard customers say that they saw an angel in the store. I literally saw an angel, and they told me right where it was. Yeah, I know it. It was really, really beautiful. We've seen a lot of wonderful things. We had a prayer room in the last place we had the store.
I forgot you had a prayer room. Yeah,
we had a prayer room. We would pray for people, and we've seen a lot of miracles.
Wow.
Absolutely.
There's a couple I just read about, and they have a sort of a miraculous story. I think they're African Americans, and I hope to be doing an interview. But she was told by the Lord about making a prayer pillow that you kneel on. Uh-huh. What would you call it? I forget what the name of it is. And the Lord said, if you make them, they will buy them. And now they've been selling. And she teaches about standing up and praising the Lord, about there's three different positions.
Yes.
You know, on your knees and then flat on your face. And I'm a very curious person, but do you consider yourself a prayer warrior?
Absolutely. I'm on the prayer team at church, and I'm in two different prayer groups. One has been meeting since 1980. It started when I had Wings of Joy, and there were, maybe 10 to 12 women that would meet at 7:30 on Tuesday mornings, and that group still continues to meet. We meet at 10 o'clock now on Tuesday mornings.
Where?
At somebody's house, and it's now down to just three of us. So many of the women have died that were part of that group.
What church do you go to?
I go to Calvary Chapel, and I've also been going to Oceans, and I love Pathway, too. I mean, we are so blessed to have so many wonderful churches. And here's another wonderful thing. Back in the mid-90s, I was upstairs in my office, and they called me from downstairs and said, someone wants to see the owner. And I thought, oh, gosh, what did I do now?
Another complaint.
Yeah. So I said, send them up. So this woman came up, and she was a beautiful young woman, probably in her 40s. And she sat down and she said, this is going to sound really strange. She said, but I'm from the Carolinas. And she said, the Lord has been impressing something on me, and I just have to do something with it, so I'm going to leave it with you. He keeps telling me, I'm getting emotional even thinking about it. He keeps telling me that revival is going to start in Vero Beach, Florida. It's going to be like a tsunami coming over the ocean. And since that time, Jonathan Kahn said the same thing at the prayer breakfast a couple years ago. Yes, he did. And just last week, somebody prophesied that, and I can't remember who it was last week that said it. So obviously, I know who it was. It was a gal that I met. I was hit by a car on Easter Sunday.
I know. I was at that service, and they said a lady had been hit. I didn't know it was you, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, anyway, this woman from Pathway came and brought me some flowers, beautiful flowers from I guess there's a place west of town where they raise flowers just to give to people each week. And the message on the card was so beautifully. It said, I hope I can remember it exactly. It said, a bouquet of God's flowers, especially sent with his love. Something like that. It was so precious.
But it meant a lot to you.
It certainly did. And the gal that brought them, we sat and talked for hours. And she has heard from the Lord so many times. You would love to interview her. But she, again, told me, she just moved here from Connecticut. And she said the Lord told her, too, that revival would start here in Vero Beach.
Okay, now, how did Joanne Stazuski get to know Jesus? Your last name was
Marino.
Marino, so you're Italiano.
Yeah, very
so
strong Italian.
Brought up in the Catholic Church, I presume?
No, actually, my grandfather, we lived upstairs from my grandfather, And I was told that he and some other men started the Italian Baptist Church.
We have a spaghetti every day after the service. Yeah.
Because the priest was selling confessions.
Priest at the Catholic Church.
Yeah. My grandmother, who was...
He's selling forgiveness.
Well, the way I thought it was that he would tell people things for information. That's the way I understood it.
Oh, he would sell confessions. How horrible.
I know it.
So your grandfather, we only have a couple more minutes. So your grandfather started that church, so you went to his church.
I went to the Italian Baptist Church. Yep.
I went
to the Italian Baptist Church with Luigi Turco as the pastor.
How old were you?
Well, I remember probably from about 8 to 10 going with my grandmother.
Okay, when did you have a conversion experience? When did you know that Jesus was Lord of Lords?
It wasn't until I was probably in my 30s. I mean, I was baptized. I loved the Lord. I just loved learning about him. But it wasn't until somebody knocked on my door and said, "Are you saved?" And I was about 32 at that time. And I thought about it, and then I realized it wasn't like I said, I trust Jesus as my ticket to heaven. He's the one that died for me. Even though I had gone through, you know, baptism and so many different things, I hadn't really been reading the Bible and been a part of a prayer group at that time.
But did you feel a presence? Did you feel anything when it happened?
Oh, yes, yeah. I mean, it's just a total contentment.
All right, well, thank you, Joanne Stazuski. Miraculously healed of MS. If it happened to her, it can happen to anyone, right?
Amen, amen, right. Amen.
And she is a prayer warrior, so get on your knees. I call it satellite positioning. For some reason, he responds to satellite positioning. Hey, this is Rhett Palmer. Someone somewhere needs your random act of kindness.
Forever in your name, the name of Jesus.